San Francisco health, community, and elected officials are experiencing deja vu. 40 years ago, it was the AIDS crisis, and now monkeypox, which is disproportionately affecting gay and bisexual men and trans people. San Francisco Supervisor Rafael Mandelman said federal health officials are again failing them, this time with a slow rollout of the monkeypox vaccine.
Our federal government, which managed to fully vaccinate more than 40 million people for COVID-19 just 3 months after the first shots were administered, is only planning to fully vaccinate 2 million people for monkeypox, and they're planning to get that done by the end of next year. This is abysmal. The hissing is appropriate.
San Francisco Public Health Director Dr. Grant Colfax said so far San Francisco has received only 2,888 doses. He's asking for 35,000 vaccines as a starting point for those at highest risk of infection.
And I have to say, it is distressing that in July of 2022, here at the health department, we are literally begging our federal partners to provide more vaccine so we can get it into the arms of people who need it most. July of 2022, after 2.5 years of another pandemic, we have the vaccine, we know what is needed to control this disease, and yet we're left begging every day on the phone.
San Francisco has the highest percentage of men who have sex with men, 18.5% of the adult male population. Supervisor Mandelman's resolution calls on the Federal Department of Health and Human Services to purchase and distribute enough doses to vaccinate everyone at risk of contracting the virus, including all men who have sex with men, trans people, and sex workers. Tyler Termeer is CEO of the San Francisco AIDS Foundation. He said the phones are ringing at the rate of 1 to 2 calls per minute from people seeking access to the vaccine. Termeer said, although he doesn't think we should draw a direct correlation between the AIDS epidemic of 40 years ago and monkeypox, there is a similarity in the lackluster response.
What should be noted in this moment is the lack of urgency that once again exists when a public health crisis is impacting cis and trans men, as well as non-binary folks within the same social and sexual networks in our country. As of this week, San Francisco AIDS Foundation has only received 290 doses of Jennie-O's vaccine and are anticipating 500 more by the end of the week. Yet we have 1,800 eligible individuals on our waiting list for vaccine. We would truly need more than 6,000 doses to adequately vaccinate all those at high risk for monkeypox that visit Magnet, our sexual health clinic in the Castro.
Now, a program associate for the Castro LGBTQ Cultural District said monkeypox cases are doubling within the community and that low barrier access to testing and vaccinations needs to be the highest priority without delay. 136 cases of monkeypox are confirmed in California, at least 40% of them in San Francisco. I'm Eileen Alfandari, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.